This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to begin with you a series of lessons which I'm entitling, The Bible Warns Against False Teachers and False Religions. I realize as I announce this topic that it isn't very likely to be a popular one because the order of the day is to feel that anyone who is religious has the pleasure of God. Anyone who is sincere, anyone who is involved in any kind of religious activity must have the approval of God, is the attitude of the average person. But friends, I want to urge you to pick up your Bible and read with me as I read from the words of Jesus Christ himself in the Sermon on the Mount. Now turn in your Bible, if you will, to Matthew chapter 7, and I shall begin reading with verse 13. Enter ye in at the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Now notice carefully. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree that bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Now Jesus continues, Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And notice now this very striking passage. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? What will be the reaction of the Lord to such? Notice carefully his words. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Friends, if the Bible is inspired, infallible, all-sufficient, authoritative, and final revelation of God to man, then every religion which either, number one, rejects the Bible as the inspired Word of God, or second, claims to accept the Bible as the inspired Word of God, but also claims that there are other revelation, perhaps books or direct messages and so forth from God, in addition to the Bible, then those persons have actually rejected the Bible and they are involved in a false religion. Or if one actually contradicts plain and simple teaching of the Bible as to what to do to be saved or to how to live the Christian life, then they have rejected God. As a matter of fact, to reject the Word of God is to reject God. The prophet Samuel made this clear in speaking to Saul, King Saul of Israel, in the Old Testament, in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 22 through 28. When he said, Because you have rejected the word of God, he has rejected you from being king over Israel. And thus, if it can be shown that the Bible is the inspired, infallible, all-sufficient, authoritative, and final revelation of God to man, then any revelation which claims any other books to be necessary or to be inspired of God is a false religion. Now, let us notice carefully that the Bible teaches that by believing and obeying the Bible, one can be saved from past or alien sins. Secondly, he can live the faithful Christian life after being saved. And third, go to heaven when this life is over. Now, as surely as this is true, then any religion which claims that you must believe in some other book or regard some book other than the Bible as the inspired Word of God is a false religion, and those who teach it are false teachers. There is no more important topic for any of us to consider than the fact of the all-sufficiency of the Bible and the great warnings which the Bible gives against false teachers. In fact, the Bible abounds with warnings against false teachers. Men are charged with proving all things, holding fast to that which is good. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 21. Nobility is ascribed to those who search the Scriptures daily to see if what is taught is true. Acts chapter 17 and verse 11. And of course you may say, but you also may be a false prophet. The only way you can tell is by checking up in your own Bible. And I urge you to take your Bible, read for yourself, and see if what I have said is true. I'm so glad you've been in our audience today. I hope you'll be back tomorrow as we continue our study of the fact that the Bible warns us along this line.